Well, Darren, that was a frantic finish to the game. You just couldn't get the winning goal.
No, we couldn't get the goal. All beat by Bitty, plucky, determined, and just sheer numbers of bodies in front of the goal. Really, we just couldn't get the final touch to get it over the line. Obviously, we tried to go out there this afternoon and go and try and win the game. But you know, look at Blackburn and look at their determinedness and where they got bodies in the way. And it wasn't to be. You know, the keeper sustained a terrible injury, so our thoughts go with him. But you know, we look at the game, and whatever, you know, Rubber looked at the game today, it was. It'd been a difficult week, and it stops a rot, and that's the way I'm looking at it, really. And then the week what we've got coming up, it presents the opportunity for us to work together as a team in regards for next week's game.
You took the lead just before half time, which was important, but you couldn't keep it, unfortunately.
No, and you know, when I look at the goal, I think goodness me, because you know, they didn't really carry much goal threat really today, but the goal what we conceded was such a sublime finished by the boy. He was a really good strike by the lad, and sometimes you try and say, well, every goal's whistling like that past you, have that quality, then you shouldn't have too many complaints. But because of the way the game was and the week what we've had in that, you know, obviously you're disappointed to concede the goal, but it was an excellent goal. I've looked back at it, and great bit of individual brilliance by the boy, and he's earned them a point today. From their point of view, it probably seemed unlikely, because I just thought with the way we set up today, we were better, you know, in terms of dealing with it. We just didn't get that second goal. It just wouldn't run for us, or however you look at it. But as I said to you, I'm looking forward to the week, because we can work with them, which is presented. I think this is the second full week since the start of the season that we get to work. So I get to work with the team and get some training sessions into them. In regards to before we get into next weekend's game.
You were forced into changes today. Bakary Sakho had an hour on his debut. What did you think of him?
Yeah, pleased for Bak. I mean, you know, and I'm glad that we was able to finally get him out there and let the Albion fans see him, because obviously he's been with us for a few weeks now. But it was all about getting his fitness and getting his strength as well, because he's been out for a little while. That hour would have done him the world of good, because I just think from that he'd only ever get stronger. And that him getting a feel and a taste of that today and the pace of it, and him playing his first game, will do his confidence the world of good. I thought there was flashes of quality that he's had today. And he gives us another dimension with the squad, he really does. He's got pace, he's got power, he's got a wonderful left foot on him. And there's a few positions where we can play him in, why he gives the squad a different dimension. So, you know, we chopped and changed it today because of the injuries as well that we've sustained over this week coming back from international break. So, and I thought the players did well when they come in. Connor had to come in for Kieran Gibbs. James Morrison had a good game today. And I thought they did well today. You know, once I've analysed the game next week, I'll be able to go into more detail with it. But based on what I've seen, I was relatively pleased.
Just finally from me, were any of the injured players close to playing today or not really?
Robin, in this league, it's very difficult. Maybe Ahmed would have been. But again, because of the league and the way it is and the demands of it, you know, you really are tested as a head coach and as a manager to attempt to think, oh, I'll get away with it. But the point is, if they do break down, and you miss them for three, four, 5 weeks in this league and miss seven or eight games, it really is a detrimental blow. So you always take the caution. It's better to miss a game or two to go for, in terms of move forward. But also at the same time, it presents the opportunity for those who maybe be on the fringe to stake a claim to get in, really. And whatever those three players did step into that, I was quite pleased with them. But I think the week will do us the world of good to get back on the training pitch and get some work in and get back to it. I was pleased again today because we creating chances. We just didn't put the ball in the back of the net. So, and I'm sure that if we keep creating what we create, we'll score more than, you know, there'll be sort of one or two goals or clean sheets, really. So while I look at that, I analyse that, and when I summarise it, it stopped the rot.